Africa's potential to earn valuable tourist dollars is the focus of a new World Bank report. Tourism in Africa, harnessing tourism for growth and improved livelihoods, finds that an additional 3.8 million Africans could be working in Africa's fast-growing tourism industry by 2021. One of the authors of the report, Ian Christie, is here to discuss.
Thank you. I'm glad to have this opportunity to talk about tourism in Africa. I think it's important for Africa to see this impact that tourism can have at the level of the continent. This doesn't mean, of course, that all lessons for the continent are pertinent for each country, but it does mean that there's a set of activities in Africa that seem to be doing very well and that can do even better.
From just over 6 million visitors in 1990, what is the number of arrivals today?
Tourism is only, for the whole of the African continent, is about 50 million tourists a year, which is roughly 3 or 4% of the world market. But it's growing rapidly, and indeed, tourism towards developing countries is rapidly approaching 50% of world tourism. So developing countries are benefiting from the growth of tourism.
And that growth in tourism arrivals has been spectacular for most African countries, including for countries like Mozambique, where those numbers grew 284% between 2005 and 2010, and where the government expects to host 4 million visitors a year by 2025.
It's interesting to note that in Africa, many women are employed, more than 50% in some cases, and also that youth are attracted to tourism as well. So those aspects of education are terribly important at all. And as we'll see later, it's important to have a training program in place as well.
Can the assumption be made that tourism is working in Africa because it is well managed?
Of course, the assumption that it's well run is not necessarily true in every country. But let's assume that it's well run. What can the impact be? The first impact, I think, is on growth. And I think tourism can play a role as important as any other sector in many countries, but it has to be integrated into the country for it to realize this growth. The second thing that tourism can do is generate resources. Foreign exchange is an important issue for many African countries for buying imports, but also domestic revenue through taxation and other charges.
Africa's receipts from tourism in 2012 amounted to over $36 billion, or 2.8% of the region's GDP. You would argue that this is only a tip of the African tourism iceberg, right?
Well, I think the African continent is still somewhat unknown by consumers around the world, except the few that have been lucky enough to go, and those numbers are growing rapidly. But secondly, it also remains somewhat mysterious. What is Africa? What's going on there? And I think this curiosity creates a lot of interest. But the first thing that comes to mind in Africa is the safari. And that's a Swahili word that means travel or voyage, and Kenya created it about 50 or 60 years ago. It, of course, has been copied around Africa and around the world, but African countries still remain preeminent on this kind of safari, which have changed, by the way, from hunting safaris to photographic safaris, with an integral part of the experiencing being the wildlife that we find in Africa that we can't find anywhere else in the world.
Today's tourists are looking for different kinds of excitement and adventure, right?
Tourists like to be active nowadays. They don't just want to look, they want to be part of it. And so the mountains and rivers create opportunities for hiking, for biking, for river activities such as kayaking and fishing.
Hannah Messily, who is one of the co-authors of the report, is joining us just now. And let me bring her in on debunking this notion that African tourism is somewhat limited.
Tourism in Africa is not just animals. In fact, there is diversity of experiences and types of tourism across the continent that can compete globally. Whether it's animals in Kenya and Tanzania, beaches in the Gambia, or as we look at emerging cultural heritage destinations in Namibia or in Lesotho, the diversity of experiences and the opportunities for travelers mean that there is tourism growth over time and that it's not just a once-in-a-lifetime, one-country destination experience.
So what can a country do to improve its tourism industry?
If they want to support tourism, it has to be an equal player with other sectors of the economy, and it has to be seen to be an equal sector. That means that presidential, cabinet, and ministerial level, as well as an understanding among populations that tourism is a good benefit for the country. Now, how can you do that? How can you convince people of all that? I think one way is through better analysis of the sector, economic, social, and financial, to prove that tourism is having a positive impact. And the way to do that is through surveys and through different tools that can be administered at the airports, at the ports, and in hotels or in the national parks. And also, there's a need for better basic statistics. How many hotels there are, how many tourists there are, what are they spending? All this information is an input that helps understand how important tourism is, but also is the basic material for developing better products, better destination management, and better promotion.
And this study offers recommendations on what countries need to do.
We are often asked, how do we grow tourism in our country? And whether it's in Africa or in countries around the world, with emerging tourism destinations, there are constraints, bottlenecks to be addressed, and many, many opportunities. This study provides examples of how tourism can be tapped for its full potential, specifically with examples that show how both policy, business climate, investment environment can specifically be addressed to be able to tap the sector and move it forward.
Our guests were Ian Christie and Hannah Messeri discussing a new report called Tourism in Africa, Harnessing Tourism for Growth and Improved Livelihoods.